Harper Audio presents The Endless Beach, a novel by Jenny Colgan, performed by Sarah Barron.
Cynophin, noun, one's place of true belonging, the place where one feels most fully at home. Once upon a time, there was a prince who lived in a high tower made entirely of ice, but he never noticed, as he had never seen anything else, nor been anything else, and to him, being cold was simply the way of things, for he had not known anything different. He was the prince of a vast wasteland. He ruled over bears and wild things and answered to nobody. And wise advisers told him to travel, to take a bride, to learn from others. But he refused, saying, "I am comfortable here." And eventually the tower of ice grew thick and impossible to enter, and nothing grew, and it could not be climbed, and dragons circled the tower, and it became perilous, and still the prince would not leave. And many people tried to climb the tower to rescue the prince, but none succeeded. Until one day. Chapter 1. Even in early spring, Muir is pretty dark. Flora didn't care. She loved waking up in the morning, curled up close, together in the pitch black. Joel was a very light sleeper. Flora didn't know that before he had met her, he had barely slept at all, and was generally awake by the time she rubbed her eyes, his normally tense, watchful face softening as he saw her. And she would smile, once again surprised and overwhelmed and scared by the depth of how she felt, how she trembled at the rhythm of his heartbeat. She even loved the frostiest mornings, when she had to pull herself up to get everything going. It was different when you didn't have an hour-long commute, pressed up against millions of other commuters breathing germs and pushing against you and making your life more uncomfortable than it had to be. Instead, she would rake up the damped peat in the wood burner in the beautiful guest cottage Joel was staying in while working for Colton Rogers, the billionaire who owned half the island. She would set the flames into life, and the room became even cosier in an instant, the flickering light from the fire throwing shadows on the whitewashed walls. The one thing Joel had insisted on in the room was a highly expensive state-of-the-art coffee machine, and she would let him fiddle with that while he logged on to the day's work and made his customary remark about the many and varied failures of the island's internet reliability. Flora would take her coffee, pull on an old jumper and wander to the window of the cottage, where she could sit on the top of the old oil-fired radiator, the type you get in schools, but it cost Colton a fortune. Here she would stare out at the dark sea, sometimes with its white tips showing, if it was going to be a breezy day, sometimes astonishingly clear, in which case, even in the morning, you could raise your eyes and see the brilliant cold stars overhead. There was no light pollution on Muir. They were bigger than Flora remembered from being a child. She wrapped her hands round her mug and smiled. The shower started up.
"Where are you off to today?"
she shouted. Joel popped his head out the door.
"Hartford, for starters," he said, "via Reykjavik."
"Can I come?"
Joel gave her a look. Work wasn't funny.
"Come on, we can make out in the plane."
"I'm not sure."
Colton had a plane he used to get in and out of Muir, and Flora was absolutely incensed that it was strictly for company business and she'd never been allowed on it.
A private plane? Such a thing was unimaginable, really.
Joel was impossible to tease where work was involved. Actually, he was quite difficult to tease about anything, which worried Flora sometimes.
"I bet there's absolutely nothing the stewardesses haven't seen," said Flora.
This was undoubtedly true, but Joel was already scrolling through the Wall Street Journal and not really listening.
"Back 2 weeks Friday. Colton is consolidating, literally, well..."
Flora wished he could talk more about his work, like he could when she was still in the law trade. It wasn't just confidentiality. He was guarded about everything.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?